Okay, I just wanted to be able to introduce Dr. Jean-Marc Retrouvé. He's from the Faculty of Dentistry, and he's director of the Division of Orthodontics. I've worked with him a long time, at least a few years.
Is it too long?
Yeah. No, never too long.
Okay.
Very, very innovative, very creative, and I'd have to say leading edge. So it's always been a pleasure to be able to work with Jean-Marc. So I'd like you to be able to see what he's been up to. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you for the nice introduction. I'm always happy to be here. I think my fourth year, whatever. I've been there forever. And it's a very good, the techno fair is really nice. I really like it. Unfortunately, this year I couldn't have time to see the other people who are showing things. I just wasn't able to do it because I had to be outside this morning. But anyway, so this the topic is wikis for educational teaching. And I started this about 3-4 years ago, but I couldn't find a way on in my own world to be able to design a wiki. So what, thank God, last year I came to the fair and I met Donna Selter. We had actually started a wiki at McGill. So I asked to get my own wiki, and here I am today. I started about almost a year ago, and it's an ongoing process. It's a kind of a difficult learning curve, but when you get over the learning curve, it works really well. So this term here is an interesting one for teachers. I don't know how many teachers are here. The wikis are really designed for collaboration. And some teachers like it, some don't. I tend to like it, so that's why I've been working with the wiki for about a year. So what is it? It's a very simple database. So you have to keep in mind, you have to keep it simple, because if you get into very complicated programming, the students will not like to, have a tough time to participate. And the idea is to keep your wiki, if you ever make one, keep it simple so the student can really participate. The second term is freely create. Bit of a problem too. Because again, a lot of teachers are very happy to be in front, like I'm doing right now, delivering content and getting some questions, but at the end of the day, they don't really let anybody touch the content. So the wiki, you have to be able to let people, as you can see right here, it's open editing. So open editing means it's open, but you as the teacher or the owner of the wiki have the ability to open the door a little bit or a lot. To some people, not to others. I'll talk to you about that later. Okay? And again, don't get too crazy about the technical aspect. Leave it in my classroom. We only work with doc files and JPEGs and little movies. We don't get into very complicated HTML editing, meaning getting very, very fancy pages, because a lot of students can't do that. So keep it very simple. Okay, so the most famous wiki is the Wikipedia, as everybody knows probably. And I did my research, and even McGill has a few wiki of its own. So they're used mainly, this one is used mainly for information. And I'm not going to open it up. If people want to see later, I'll be more than happy to make you a demo. But what it is, the Wikipedia was started about, I don't know, from people from Montreal, what, 10 years ago probably, roughly. And it's been amazingly successful. It's one of the top 5 websites in the world. And my kids, I've got 4 kids, and they're always on the wiki trying stuff, you know. So it's a very, very, very powerful tool for studying. It has some drawbacks, and I'll let you know what they are in the meantime. But this is more general information. It's not designed for teachers. It's for the general population. So the wikis are based on the speed. You get very fast information. Wiki means fast in Hawaiian language, I think. So it's very, very fast. It's supposed it has to be easy to use. And the whole idea is those two words. Collaboration, you have to learn to collaborate. You have to learn to work in teams. You have to learn to accept the fact that you may not be always right. Somebody may be smarter than you are, you know? And that's okay. For me, anyway, some teachers like it, some don't. You have to be able to share your information at all times. You have to be able, my students sometimes say, well, I did this project, but please don't post it because I don't want the other students to see it. Well, I say, that's tough luck. They have to go. We're going to make it better. And I'll help you make it better if you want. But at the end of the day, we'll share it. Because knowledge is very good if it's shared. If it's only in your lonely little world, I think you're losing a lot of power from it. The visibility means at all times you have to be able to see the projects. And I'll show you a little demo in a minute. And the big advantage is when we work as a team, the biggest problem that my student had is who has the latest version of the work. Because I've emailed it to Jean, I've emailed it to JB, who has what? The bigger is the wiki is when you open up the page, this is it. That's the latest version at all times. It's a very important and powerful concept. And obviously access, well, Wikipedia will give you access to anything. Demopedia, my wiki, doesn't. You can read it. Some people can even read it. You have to be a McGill.ca person. If you have no McGill.ca, you have to call me. I'll give you access for reading rights or editing rights on a one-to-one basis. If you have a McGill.ca, you can go and read it. You cannot edit it. It's all designed by McGill. It's really well done, by the way. And this, I couldn't find out who did this, but it's really well done. Okay? So, again, I won't open these ones because it may take a while for no reason, but really, the wikis at McGill, we have the undergraduate physics department has one. Well, the undergraduate students are basically have a wiki for their own use. They will say who's doing what or information on how to do some techniques in the lab, where to go for the best machines. I just spent some time on it, but there is no content per se in it. It's mainly to inform all the students on what's going on in their own little world. You have some educational wikis like mine, where, and we'll spend more time on this in a minute, where you will have a lot of content in it, a lot of collaboration, a lot of projects. So it's two different worlds. And to be frank with you, my wiki actually is a bit of both. I will put a bit of both. I'll let the students for next year put some news in it that is not really teaching related, but it has to do with some information. And this is it. The educational wikis, which I did some research to, is basically different from Wikipedia because it's designed on a CSCL setup. So it is computer supported, obviously. You can get your information from anything, from a big, big desktop to an iPod, an iPhone, anything. I can basically put my curriculum now on an iPhone. Very interesting. I like that. Okay, and the biggest problem that we have is collaboration. So, again, some teachers like that, some don't. And I'm not here to pass judgment, but it's the way to go. Now people collaborate and everything. You go to Facebook, you go to MySpace, you go to everything, and people seem to like to collaborate on a lot of projects, but you have to be able to share authority. Again, some teachers like it, some don't. I do like it and I don't. I like to have authority of my content I deliver, so it's kept in PDF files. The students cannot have access, but I don't mind sharing in the sense that if somebody has a better mousetrap, well, I like to know about it. And I like to share the information. If I do agree, I'll put it on my wiki. All right, so let's see how it works. So I'm going to make a little demo. Sorry to get a little bit good at it. I've done it a couple of times, so. What happens is this nice teacher gives a project and somebody gave me a good idea on the flu. Because that seems to be the big deal right now. Okay? To those four students. Okay? So the four students now, the little lady here starts and writes a doc file, a document, and emails it to the three other students. She keeps a version and she emails. Right? So that's the first thing. She's the fast one, so she's the first one. He looks at it and says, yeah, it's good, but I'd like to add something else. So he adds something else to it, and he sends an email to everybody else. Okay? Everybody has a clue about that one. She doesn't like what he adds. He says, I should transfer. So she sends an email to everybody saying, well, I don't agree with what little John has put. I think it should be removed. Okay? So now we have all these emails going back and forth, and then he finds out this great YouTube video about the flu that he thinks that they should know about, so he sends everything here. Okay? So, and we keep on going. And then the teacher says, I wonder what's going on. So she tries to access, she has nothing. She has to email everybody, or at least one student, say, please send me the latest version. So you can see there's a lot of red arrows here. That's the way students work. The problem is they have a tough time. It's only four students. Imagine a class of 30. Okay? So if they had a wiki, how would that work? If they can use a wiki, well, the teacher does the same thing, except this time she has a wiki project, and she calls it Flu. All right? Again, we can do it the same thing. So little lady here starts composing. So she composes on a doc file, on a Mac or anything. She composes a text, and she saves it. Okay? This gentleman has a look and says, I like it, but I think she's short, so I'm going to add something. So he adds something. So now the latest version is not her version anymore. This one disappears. It becomes this one. She looks at it and says, well, yes, but I don't know. I think he added too much. She clicks edit. And she starts removing things. Okay? She saves. Says, yeah, I agree with that. And then the little student here says, oh, I got my YouTube video. He puts it right here. And she has a PDF. She puts it right here. Okay? So now the teacher says, I wonder how those four students are doing. She goes on the wiki, and she has the latest version at all times. Then she says, well, I don't really like what they're doing. So she clicks on edit, and she makes a comment. I think your work is good, but you should address something else. I don't know. Okay? And the students keep on going. At the end of the day, the big advantage too, what I like, but I forgot to mention before, is this wiki now is a live project. And at the end of the day, she can correct it and make it available to the whole class or to anybody that wants to have access. It's not just a piece of paper lost somewhere in a drawer that eventually she will throw away. So it's a live object that next year, and again, I'll show you what I do with my Downloadpedia, that next year can be revived or at any time. So that's the biggest advantage of how it works. So again, we have collaboration, main idea, instead of competition. The students, for whatever reason, when you get in a wiki project, they start to collaborate better. Okay? I didn't say it. The gentleman named Di Pedro said that. Okay? And the idea is every single student has to work. But what's very interesting, what I found out, is the people who even are not involved in the project would like sometimes to participate. That's my main problem having my own students now. They're yelling at me because I'm not releasing editing rights fast enough. I want to add something. I read something. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to edit Paul's thing. No, you can't because I want to keep control. It's an educational process, so I have to keep the control. So that's my main problem having right now is I haven't delivered on my promise of letting them participate fast enough, which is kind of bizarre for students. Usually they don't want to, they're just going to go home and do something else. So the wiki for this has been very interesting, is the whole class now wants to participate, make this better because they're proud of it, they want to show it to their friends. Okay? So this is a great article that people will have a, I think I can go back to the arrow now. Sorry. Okay. Anybody who has an interest, I will dig this article to PDF file. I won't open it, but because of the sake of time. But anybody at the end can see me. There is a very good article on why you use the wikis, why they use, how to use them. It's a bit of a 10-page article. It's really, really neat. It gives you all the information. So anybody that wants it, come see me at the end, and I will post it, or I'll give you my card, and I will send you the whole article. But basically, what they said was participation, collaboration, visibility, latest version, and the main thing is student interest. They're really, really up into this new. It's a new way of teaching, and again, so if you want to have full control, this is not the proper tool. Okay, so let's see with my own site, which I call Downloadpedia, being very creative. So it's a protected site. And again, the editing rights are not universal and, I shouldn't say but, and multi-leveled, in the sense that I will not grant anybody the rights to edit my site. No way. Okay? I will not deliver it to the public. I will keep it within McGill because they have all these protecting virus things and everything. So they will stay within McGill. But I got a buddy of mine from Toronto. I got one in Iran. They have editing rights on a personal basis. They wrote me an email. I asked Nico, who's my partner in this. She works at CC. I think she's with you guys, Niku Tagavi. No, she works at, anyways, somewhere in the multimedia in dentistry. So she's the one doing all this administrative work. So what we do is you have to log in, obviously, so it's not a free site. You have just reading rights. If you've McGill.ca, I think you just have reading rights. You can read my pages. I will grant some pages only to some of my students. I'll show you in a minute. And I have, with Yang Li, one of my students, she has full editing rights. So we review the pages all the time, constantly. So let's have a look. If you like it or not. And it's working, maybe. I'm just trying the connection, so it should work. How come it's not opening? Boom. It worked in the other room. Okay. So, as you can see, the main page is here. There is an article, and I will log in. I think I have to log in. So I'll do it right now. How come it doesn't let me do it, Joan? Oh. Okay. How come it doesn't work? You have a clue? Should work, right? I've never seen that in my life. Anyways, maybe you can try again later. Who would be the whiz in this? Are you are? It opens up, but it doesn't want to go in. No, I worked on the other one. It was wireless. I just gave a couple of demonstrations, and it worked. You want to reopen it, maybe?
Sure.
Close it and try to... maybe it's going to go this time. I don't know. No, I just have Explorer. Is that a problem?
No, I'm just wondering if you can copy and paste anything you tried in
practice. What about, we have wireless here?
We do.
So because on the wireless it was working.
Do you want to unplug?
Well, I want to just try it first here. Maybe it's going to open up again. Bizarre, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's try again. Maybe it will do it this time.
Yeah,
okay. Sorry about this little computer glitch. That's one of the fun things working with computers. Sometimes they want to work, sometimes they don't. So now I'm going to go back to the main page. So now I'm logged in. And because it's me, I've got editing rights to everything. So why do I use the, and that's the Techno Fair again, that's a movie. So I tried to see how we started it last year. So I'm not going to play the movie, but it was a nice movie made by CCS or at the time about what we did last year, where I started the wiki. And you see, I worked the curriculum. Sorry. I will have my curriculum posted on PDF format on this. And again, we can open this. And we have Dr. Benham, she's a friend of mine, that does a lot of lecturing. So what I do is I will post one of her lectures. And you can see it opens PDF pretty quickly. So we have this information. We can post pretty much anything else we want. How come he's doing this too? Doesn't do it in my place, but anyways. Do I have to log in again? No. So we have a PDF format. We have a curriculum. We have news about what's going on in the faculty, which I just put one example for you today. I removed the rest. I can edit what I want. As you can see, if I go into there, I can basically write down what I want. Maybe I can try it. Hopefully it's going to work. So we can write down, let's say, okay, don't forget to save. Otherwise, it doesn't work. All right? And now it should be there. You see? Welcome to the Techno Fair. So it's already edited very quickly, very simply. And again, as you can see, the fonts are not fancy. There is nothing really complicated because you want to keep it simple. We have another thing, too. We call table clinics in our faculty. We do it every year. So that's Charles and Nan. They presented to the CDA in Vancouver because they won a contest. Can remember, but you see, it's a very nice poster. We paid, sorry about the picture quality, it's a little bit blurred, but now what they do is nobody else sees it. So what I asked them to do is do a wiki format of this poster, which they did nicely here. And now you have now the page, except you see the same poster, but now you have their poster into a wiki format. You see? All their research is there, so now they can show it. The references, they can show it to whoever they want to, which is, I think, a very valuable way of using a wiki, is the research now can be pretty much shown to anybody that wants to see it. You still have the regular standard poster, but we have the wiki format too. What else did we do? We did the Dentalpedia because we did a study with Yang, actually. She did the Wikipedia, the Dentalpedia, sorry. And I'm going to go right through the method. It's a collaboration. It's a class of 209, so it's pretty new. It's not 205. So what we did, we were using a PowerPoint format for all the little appliances we use in orthodontics, and we decided, because it was very cumbersome to use, to make a wiki out of it. So I'll show it to you in a second. And now we did 35 questionnaires, and 29 students completed, so 6 didn't do so well, but that's okay. And 70% of students liked it, basically. They said it's a very interesting concept, okay? And 80% thought it was very useful. So we had some, again, it's only 35 questionnaires, so it doesn't have a whole lot of power, but we just wanted to had an idea of what's going there. The problem is, and again, it doesn't replace regular teaching or conventional teaching. It's an add-on to conventional teaching. Don't replace, we don't need teachers anymore, just do a Wiki McGill and go home. I never said that. Okay, it's a bad idea. This is good if you want to do good lectures, good, be available to your students, and on top of it, add another level of teaching, teaching possibility. It doesn't replace the lectures and doesn't replace the physical presence of teachers. Absolutely not. That's basically what the students said. You know, the problem is it's not user-friendly. See, 76% of students complain it's not user-friendly enough and it's hard to edit. Not really true if you only do text. When you start playing with movies and you start playing with JPEGs and whatever, every stuff I put in there, which I tried basically everything except the kitchen sink in this, sometimes it's very easy, but if you start playing with YouTubes and stuff, you have to know what you're doing. If you just type a doc document and transfer it, it's very, very easy. So for us, it's complicated because we work with images and 3D, and I even tried PDF 3D, which didn't work that well. So we're still trying new things, but Yang Li did this, and you can see the images are pretty good. They're on the right-hand side of the screen, so she used some cool editing, and she did a good job of it. So it's feasible. And the conclusion is very useful, and they like it's mainly for appliances, so it was very technically oriented. Okay, it's a good review. But again, they would like to have this a bit more user-friendly, and rightly so. It's a little bit difficult for us for the pictures. But for me, I didn't find it very difficult. What else could I show you? What I do too, I put my seminars in there, which I won't bother you with my dentistry, but I was showing the people in the room. What I like a lot is I will put reference articles in there. And I put them in PDF format, so they don't have to go and dig this from the library and this and that. So if I find there's a good reference article, or a student finds one, she sends, or he sends me the PDF, the PDF file, and I would gladly upload them for them. So it's very good because all the articles of value now for DEN 204, DEN 315, and DEN 415 will be uploaded into this. We'll have our own private library, which is kind of nice. It's not searchable, but it's a very cool way of doing it, my opinion. Okay? So let's see if I can minimize it and reopen it later. So how do I use it? As I told you, it's mainly a poster board of activity. Where to go, news for students. We are going to have the roast in a week. I will, in the weekend, plug it for them, but they already know where they have to be and what they have to do, but that's okay. We'll still work at it. We have the table clinics. This is one of the powerful things I did by accident. My students were very happy because now they have their table clinics for people to see. The other students, they don't. So they asked me if they could, and I said, no, only my students for this year. Next year we'll see. Because I don't want more work. So I did it for my own students, not for the other ones. We upload a lot in PDF. I would not upload PowerPoints and Word files. I mean, Word files, they will be transferred automatically, probably, into Wikipedia. But my own lectures, I like to keep them in PDF so they're not editable. I mean, if you know what you're doing with PDF, you could pretty go around that a little bit. But for the average student, no. You publish the old projects. The idea of editing the projects of other students, I'm still not there yet. I don't want to leave them do what they want to do when they want to do it. So this is a next year project. We're going to see, because I have a small class. If you have a large class, I don't know. But my class is only 35 people, so I can, I think, keep semi-control. If you had a large class, I don't know. If I let students start playing with each other, you may end up with fist fights and stuff. I don't know. Okay? But editing for projects that have already been marked, obviously. Then it becomes what we call this public domain. Then you want to edit it. It's Wikipedia world. That's cool. But obviously, I would never let them edit the projects when they're not corrected, because then you have no clue who did what. Okay? And next year, what we'll do is we will use the hyperlinks. It's called branching for whoever knows education. So what we do now, we're to the level of information. There is no branching. You read the file. That's all you have. Next year, we're going to have all the hyperlinks. So if you talk about a toothbrush, as an example, we'll hyperlink to the world of toothbrushes. So you'll be able to branch out of the file and go back to the file at any time. So it's going to make this educational process a lot more interesting. So that's next year project. So I don't have any to show you this year. But anybody who has gone to Wikipedia knows that. You know, start with France and you type Paris and the capital of this, and you end up learning a lot of things that you were not expecting to learn, because then you got lost into the branches, which is not a bad idea of learning, but it's not as guided as the regular way of teaching. But I think it's still a valuable way. So what I like to do with this is I want to create an e-book of notes. My students I do PowerPoints, which probably a lot of you people do. The problem is they take notes, and then they copy the notes to each other and this and that, and nobody knows what the notes are. So what we'll do next year, we'll open up an e-book for notes. So all the students will have the latest notes. Everybody who takes notes will post their notes, and then there'll be all the students who say, hey, you missed that, by the way, on slide 62, there was this thing that you missed. So it's going to be a very powerful tool. And when we get all the notes organized and all the PowerPoints organized, we're going to blend them into a PDF and make an e-book out of it. And then when it's PDF, you can't edit it no more. So we'll have the editable format, which will be the Wikipedia or Downloadpedia format, and we'll have the PDF for 209. That was what you learned in 209. If in 210 we change, well, the 210 format will be different. Okay? So again, we'll have a lot more branching capability, and hopefully we're going to push the interactivity as much as we can. I have no clue where to stop yet, so if I come back next year, I'll let you know where we are with the interactivity or multi-activity possibilities. The main problems, vandalism, that's why I like to keep it within McGill. It's well protected. If you hit this one to the world, you may have hackers, and then you lose your wiki, basically. That's a big problem, especially if you start putting research stuff on it, and I don't know. So I'd be very careful about that one. That's why I stick within the Wiki McGill environment. I put PDFs only, and the rest is discussion. So if we lose it, we lose it. But no research, no fundamental complicated things. I wouldn't dare doing this. Some people ask me in the room, would you do research? No. I would tend to be very careful with this. Okay, editing wars, people, you know, we're all super smart in the room here, so people say, I'm smarter than you are, so I'm going to edit you, yeah. And then it doesn't stop anymore. You need a referee, which in my Downloadpedia world is me. I have the last word on who puts what, because we will never stop, okay? I know if anybody has played with the forums on the internet, I quit on them. They're always taken over by three or four lunatics, I would call them, and they start fighting, and then you say, you know what, forget about that. So I've been on the majority of forums, and many times when it's a little bit on a controversial subtopic, it degenerates completely. So this editing wars would have to take care of that, but that's the nature of the beast. You have to let people express themselves. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. The careful monitoring is editing is de rigueur, meaning you have to go on your site often. Don't forget about it for 2-3 months, because you may find some funny stuff on it. Especially if the student knows you don't go on it. So they have to know that you're on it once in a while, so they don't start doing some interesting things, especially the graduating class. Okay? And as I said, it's tough to add images. No drag and drop. No resizing of pictures on the wiki. You have to import the right format. Otherwise, you lose it. Okay? And it's not so hard to upload PDFs. Anybody has an interest, ask me. You have to change. There's a little trick to it. It's not that difficult, but if you don't know the trick, you can spend a lot of time on this. Okay? So, in conclusion, really, the students like the wiki, but they still prefer to be in class, which is interesting. Every single piece of information, and Joan knows that we work a lot in crazy programming together, at the end of the day, they still like to see me in the hall. There's no, that's why online education is so tough. People talk about online all the time, all day long. At the end of the day, the students like to be in class and like to teach each other. We are social animals. What can I do? You know, it doesn't mean that online is a bad teaching tool. I didn't say that. I'm saying it's harder to do online than regular because students still like the conventional teaching methods. And that's why I do a lot of online. I do a lot of these things. But it's funny. They will tell me, we like it, but we like it when you're there too. So that's okay. All right? So it's interesting, though. Sorry. They all tell us we like the online conventional. It's so much better and this and that. But especially for me, when I tell them a technique, they don't remember it because they have to learn this. So I was sent back to the wiki, and then they come, oh, you're right, Doc. It was a better idea than I was able to review the thing. But really, their learning pattern is bizarre in the sense they listen to us, but they don't really learn day one. They have to be constantly reminded. But that's the way we teach, so that's okay. But the wiki has a big advantage of, I say, hey, you didn't learn properly. Go back and don't bother me. And then they go back to the wiki and say, you're right, Doc. I should have read this better. I know it's always the same technique because in dentistry and medicine, I don't know what you teach is you cannot learn a procedure by heart and be good at it. You know, I've been flying planes a long time, but I don't, even if you give a PowerPoint how to fly the thing, don't trust me on that one. You don't learn to fly planes from a PowerPoint. It doesn't happen. You have to do it. So in dentistry and medicine, if the student learns a technique but doesn't apply it, it's a waste of time. So it's very hard for us to teach them all the techniques, so we replace this by either the wiki or having some little demos, but until you've done it, it's very difficult. So wikis is not any better to learn a technique than conventional teaching. Okay? So the conclusion is, it's a fairly new tool. Mainly collaboration between students and project and even probably, which I haven't tried yet, to do collaboration among teachers, having different schools working on the same project. That'd be kind of nice. I've just not done it yet. I've presented this. I've thrown this to the faculty, the Kenyan Association of my own dental teachers. Nobody has sent me an email, so I guess I'm a little bit ahead of the game as usual. So I'll wait in a couple of years. Probably we'll have some people say, why don't we do this together? But it's right now, schools are very closed still. This is opening up to the world, but lots of teachers are uncomfortable sharing things with UFT or Western or whatever. It's their own little world, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong. The collaboration is very good. You can do this. Group of students can be assigned to a project, but it's funny because then the group collaborates, and then what happens, you get some feedback, and then you get the other students jumping in. So it's very, very new. You have to kind of change your mindset of, okay, this is corrected, I put it in this drawer, and next year we'll do again. The problem is now the project has been done once. You cannot reuse it every year. That's one of the little problems I'm having is every year I got to find a new thing because one project we're doing for 10 years. No, Doc, it's on the wiki. Doesn't work. Find something else. Oh, okay. You know, that's one of the problems. Okay? So, let's see, if we have time, I'll show you what we've done at McGill, too, for my good friend, Joanne. She's worked hard enough at this. So I got a minute or two. I'm not supposed to talk about this, so. That's the Vox, Virtual Orthodontic Case Study. And what it is, it's a database that we've done with Joanne and JB, I think, is here, yeah? And David and Solange. And it's a little program that allows us to do case studies. I hope I got the right password or I look like a fool. Yes. So the teeth, don't mind with the teeth. What it is, really, it's very interesting. It's a new way. That's why I put in, it's not so much for me. It's to show you what these guys can do when you have an idea and you can guide. I don't know if the guide is the right tool, but they can really turn an amazing product. So it's all done through McGill from scratch, from white, nothing else has been tried before. So you see you have the groups. This is called the demo group. You can create a new group. And what you have here really is very neat. I mean, again, forget about the tooth situations. You have all the possibilities of patients that are, I mean, all the main ones that are posted. That's the teacher's view. That's me working up the case with David or Solange. And then what you see on this part is we have a history. We got some pictures. I'll show you some cool stuff. They're done too. Teeth again, obviously. Dental cast, x-rays. So this, I can play with this on my own and see what I can do. And there is a way to put a quiz. I can't remember what DX is, my dear.
Diagnosis,
okay. And I can either or not put the feedback to the students. So I will just leave it this way so I don't make a mistake. But I can choose another case if I want to. But let's take this one. And this is degree of difficulty, right? And this is it's visible or non-visible, okay? And the student can know. Then I go to student view, and then it's a different page, all right? And what happens is I don't tell the student anything. So what they have to do is I ask them a facial type, which you don't know. It doesn't really matter. And they can answer this. You see, this I don't know because I'm not supposed to do that because I'm a teacher. But then they look at this picture. They look at this. At this question, and they can open up the same as a file, you know? They open up something else. They can go wherever they want to go to answer the question. I don't tell them what to do. So for the facial, it's kind of nice. And if I open up this kid, this photo of this kid, which is very nice too, is David, I think, would be responsible for that, or Solange maybe. What we have is we have flash tools that allow us to do very tiny little points like this, and we can measure them. So it's really cool, you know? So whatever, doesn't matter. And I close this. So this, and at the end of the day, I don't tell them what to do with all these questions, okay? And this one has a bit of a problem because it's not really good for the laptop. It needs a bit of a wider screen. And there is, so you answer all these questions. And I think there is one here that you can type in. You can type whatever you want, okay? And when you finish the quiz, you're happy with it? I think, can you review the quiz? We don't have anything for reviewing. We could probably put a little button, say review before submitting, because when you, see, I just did it. If you submit by mistake, say, oops, I made a mistake. So we will have a review, a submit, and have a double test. And you submit the quiz. This is not going to work because, obviously, the students can submit the quiz only. But this is a way, this is called distance learning. This is the perfect distance learning for us right now. Okay? We can have the x-ray too. And show you if you click on this, I think you would have the bigger table. So everything is available for the students, and they can write and answer questions. So this has nothing to do with Wiki. I just wanted to introduce you what McGill can do with their own computing power, which is kind of, I think, kind of a neat way. And did you do the help? Okay, the help Jean will do. So this would be pretty. See, this is just an idea of what we can do. And on the frequently asked question. This is what we can do, too. So this, I just wanted to show you what McGill can do. It's not wiki-based, but this is basically another way of doing very good distance education. And hopefully, in the near future, we'll be able to incorporate this into the wiki or to have some kind of a link so people can even communicate better. Obviously, this is not non-editable. I'll be in charge of it with the collaboration of McGill. Multimedia, what do you call computer?
Design
and development at McGill. So you have any questions on the wiki concepts, or it's pretty okay? Nobody has a question? Yes. That's a very good question. When I started doing this, somebody got me in the hall and said, you shouldn't do this because you're going to destroy the profession. That was 10 years ago. We're still there, so that's okay. The idea of knowledge being a, how can I say that, to be polite? What you've learned should be shared. That's my opinion. You shouldn't use this, you shouldn't use your knowledge to say, I'm better than you are. Listen to me, and that's it. as an example, I like to use examples. I was in China last year. And what I did is I taught for 2 days, whatever, it doesn't matter. And then one student came in, like in the hall and said, can I get your presentation? So, whatever, you know, because by the time I gave him, there were so many flaws in it, they had to be revamped anyway. So, this is cool. And they said, why didn't you ask me in front of the class? In China, we don't do this. The Chinese teacher will show us as little as possible because they're afraid we're going to steal their jobs. So, I don't know if it answers your question. I don't think, unfortunately, with a computer, you don't have this. When I introduced again this concept 5 years ago, people told me McGill is, people want to go to McGill. They want to be within the walls of McGill. They don't want this crazy online education, wiki. That wasn't even before wiki. Okay, we were doing work with something else at the time. So I don't have an answer for you, but the mindset has to change. At the same time, I still strongly believe the students want to see you in class. So if you're a bad teacher, you're going to be in Facebook very quickly, and they'll tell you, don't make. I know I got two of my kids at McGill. They spend hours on student dental network, student medical network, then medicine. And they said, don't take the course with her because she's terrible, or she's very nice, but she marks too hard. So my daughter was distressed as an example, because as an example, I don't want to take you as an example, but I will. She take your course, you're a great teacher, but you mark hard. So she tried to change courses. Why do this, Ellen? Stupid. She's a good, yeah, but she says, for my GPA, I'd rather go for the other one because she's not as good, but I get a better mark. I don't have an answer. I say, this is ridiculous. This is that. I'm going in medicine. I don't care. At the end of the day, the setup is wrong. And I told her, but this is not good for you. I said, you know what? Tough luck. Go. And I went with her because I was, what this SDM? Student Medical Network, SMN. She showed me all the comments. I fell off my face. I said, what's this? Say, all the teachers are ranked. All the teachers are on this. Even she was going to a guy from Boston, for God's sakes. He was telling her what to take in Virginia. Then the teacher was known. They say, are you nuts? So what? Yeah, that's the way it is. So if you are still in the old mindset that what's within McGill stays within McGill, well, you know what? It's not happening no more. You know, with Facebook and these networks and everything. So I don't have an answer. All I'm saying is, if it's available, I think we should develop it and try to make it better. And yes, we'll make tons of mistakes. I made some really stupid mistake with this thing. So this is like the 12th version of this thing. Okay, it doesn't show. Now it shows a bit better because the first one didn't look like that. So some people will get discouraged. Oh, no, you know, it's bad. No, keep on. If it's a good concept, push it. I've put some concept when it's so good, so you just disregard it. So the idea is the tenure, the collaboration has to be within faculty. But you're right, human nature is human nature. If you collaborate too much and somebody steals your job, you say, well, geez, I think next time it will not be so nice. But if you're not, you have to understand something. I was on the net in 93, which is only like 15 years ago. There was nothing. Then I started teaching with the net in, when was WebCT popular, Maria, 10 years ago, 9 years ago? Even then, people were very reluctant, remember that, to post their stuff on WebCT. They're going to be like the Bank of Canada is going to be robbed. My lectures are going to be visible to the world. Like, I won't do that. But the good teachers kept on posting, and they became better. And the bad ones, you know what? Well, tough luck, you know? So I think there is no bad in doing. You're right, you should be careful. That's why I don't put my thing in PDF format. But I don't mind, because by the time two of my lectures are 2 or 3 years old, many times they need a lot of revamping anyways. You know? If you teach for 20 years the same thing, it's kind of a little bit dated, I would say. Probably. Another question? No? Well, that's all I could do for you. You know? Thank you. Have a good end of the day. I'm not